Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, June 21st, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipaulmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipaulmedia.com. Leading off today, Green Bay Packaging has cut the ribbon on Wisconsin's first new paper mill in 30 years. Also making headlines this past week, Platinum Equity is to buy McGraw-Hill from Apollo for $4.5 billion. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, June 17th at 40.94. That's down 231 points, or 5.4% from the June 10th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by an 18-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 3.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Verso gaining 2.6%, followed by IT Tech Packaging up 2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Quad Graphics, closing down 14.1%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, up 507%, and the deepest decliner was Clearwater Paper, down 19%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 42.9%, while the PM40 is up 49.6%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, New York. Platinum Equity to buy McGraw-Hill from Apollo for $4.5 billion. Billionaire Tom Gore's private equity firm, Platinum Equity, would acquire textbook publishing and educational technology company McGraw-Hill for $4.5 billion from Apollo Global Management Incorporated, the company said on Tuesday. Founded in 1888, New York-based McGraw-Hill generates over $1 billion in annual revenue from its digital products, which includes learning tools and platforms for schools and colleges, the company said in a joint statement. Since Apollo acquired McGraw-Hill in 2013, the company has grown its digital portfolio from less than a quarter of its total revenue to over 60% now, the company said. It completed six digital-focused takeovers during that time. McGraw-Hill Chief Executive Officer Simon Allen said his senior leadership team will continue to lead the company under Platinum's ownership, the company said. The deal is expected to be completed in the summer. Other terms of the deal were not disclosed. Dateline Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packaging cuts the ribbon on Wisconsin's first new paper mill in 30 years. Green Bay Packaging ceremoniously cut the ribbon on its new $500 million mill on Thursday, June 17th. The mill is the first new paper mill to be built in the state of Wisconsin in more than 35 years. The new mill replaces the original mill built back in 1947. Still a family-owned business, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman Will Kress touted the new mill's improvements when it comes to the environment. Quote, "To say it's just a paper machine is an oversimplification of what's been built here. We basically built a brand new paper mill from the ground up. So we have a new office, we have new boilers, two new boilers. We switched from coal to natural gas, which is a big environmental improvement. We have new water effluent treatment plant, which allows us to not to discharge any water into the Fox River. We clean it here, and we send it to any new water just down the river, and they clean it some more, and then they send it back, and we clean it some more, and then we reuse that water, along with some of the industrial users' water, so we are conserving water, number one, and also zero discharge into the Fox River," end of quote, said Kress. They predict a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions per ton of paper produced. Green Bay Packaging broke ground on the mill in August of 2018. To get a scope of how global the construction project was, it involved material from four continents, nine countries, 48 states, and more than 300 Wisconsin municipalities.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina, Sunoco expanding recycling of iconic paper containers in the U.S. Sunoco announced it is expanding recovery and recycling of scrap materials from the production of its iconic EnviroCan paper containers in the U.S. to be used as a new raw material at three of its uncoated recycled paperboard mills to produce new paperboard. According to Elizabeth Rue, Sunoco's Staff Vice President of Sustainability, Sunoco expects to divert from landfills approximately 3,300 tons of scrap materials annually from four of its U.S. paper container operations in West Chicago, Illinois, Greenville, Wisconsin, Jackson, Tennessee, and Norwalk, California. This material, which is projected to equal approximately 165 truckloads, will be sent to Sunoco paper mills in Menasha, Wisconsin, Newport, Tennessee, and City of Industry, California, where it will be used as raw material to produce 100% recycled paperboard with up to 85% post-consumer fiber. Well, let's pause for a commercial break, and when we return, we'll have an interview with lubrication engineers.
Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papri Tala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Jim Thompson, and today we are talking with Mark Jones, Lubrication Reliability Consultant, and Matt Valentine, Director of Sales. Both are with Lubrication Engineers, or LE for short. Can you give us a brief overview of Lubrication Engineers?
Sure, Jim. We're celebrating our 70th anniversary this year. We're based out of Wichita, Kansas, where we formulate our own lubricants. Our facility contains manufacturing, warehousing, R&D, and testing labs. We also have a training facility on site. Our consultants and distributors are located throughout the U.S. and in more than 60 countries. We are the single source for world-class lubrication reliability programs.
Well, since our listenership is primarily the pulp and paper industry, what is lubrication engineers' experience here?
We've developed lubricants specifically formulated to excel in the difficult applications that are found in pulp and paper mills. These applications are critical to uptime and operational efficiency. Mark, do you want to add anything?
Sure, Matt. For example, we've developed a grease, Almaplex Ultra Sin Lubricant, called 1299 for short. It outperforms every grease we've competed against in water wash-off and water spray-off tests. In the field, 1299 has done a tremendous job from wet end bearings through the reel. For one customer, it reduced the grease consumption over 75% in the second press bottom felt rolls and over 65% in the second press top felt rolls, a tremendous savings, not even counting the labor effort and the cost of the grease saved. We've also partnered with many pulp and paper locations to help develop and implement the lubrication reliability programs designed to meet their reliability goals.
Well, you seem to focus on lubrication reliability. Mark, can you explain what this is further?
Sure, Jim. We take a holistic approach to developing a lubrication reliability program. We treat lubricants as an asset, not a consumable. By keeping it clean and dry, we extend the life of the lubricant as well as the equipment. Premium lubricants to battle at harsh environments of the pulp and paper industry is a start. We also keep the lubricant clean and dry with contamination control, oil analysis, and filtration. Proper storage and handling and color coding to round out the program.
Safety is first, and all of our programs are designed to start with safety. Then we're driven by cost savings for our customers. We look for savings in energy consumption and in managing effective lubrication efforts. We help create lube routes and visual on-the-run maintenance checks using our sight glasses, breathers, color-coded tags, containers, lube rooms, filter carts, and adapters.
All of these efforts are backed up by our whole team, our local lubrication consultant, our corporate lubrication reliability solutions team, called LRS for short. They basically can step in into the complex details at a moment's notice.
So, what might a customer expect from the lubrication engineers team?
Our 70 years of experience has taught us that a lubrication program is not just oil and grease. We see four basic steps, not necessarily in order here, to execute a successful experience. First, we often must change the culture with training and education. This includes our awareness training, best practices, and other courses that we provide in-house or online. And we start at the top of the organization, corporate champions, and then train each level through the mill with custom programs designed for their unique responsibilities and expertise. Second, we identify critical equipment and confirm what lubricants each requires. We color code the equipment with a unique identifier. The color coding will carry through the lubricants and equipment necessary to effectively apply it and monitor performance.
Third, even though the lubricants are segregated from the factory, at the mill, we sample the oil in storage and in the reservoir. It's like a blood test in that it reveals the condition of the oil as well as the condition of the equipment. And finally, a proper oil analysis program will identify when to change and when to filter the oil while the mill production continues. Thus, we know when to change the oil based on conditions, not the calendar. Analysis also gives us a very early identification or indication of potential bearing and equipment damage.
Well, contaminants are tough on equipment and lubrication for sure. How do you overcome these challenges?
They are. The most effective way is to make every effort to keep contaminants out at the start. The best path is, to success is with a good oil analysis program and proper testing protocols in the program. We use industry standards for cleanliness with recommended ISO codes for hydraulic oils and gear oils. We work with our customers to establish best practice on how to clean to maintain the oil for each application. Basically, oil analysis tells the story. It's a scientific, it's an analytic. We can interpret the samples and let our customers know when and where it is necessary to filter the oil while it is in production to minimize downtime. We install the appropriate equipment to do this. Again, preventing contamination starts in the lube room upon receipt of the lubricants. The lubricant is quarantined and sampled to confirm it is the correct lubricant. After assurance checks, it is released for use.
Oil is then filtered into appropriate color-coded lube storage container. Each container has adapter kits to cleanly transfer from the drums through a filter cart or filtration unit included on the storage system. Our tote adapter kits come with proprietary desiccant breathers that will stop particles down to 3 microns. When oil is needed on the floor, we use our color-coded expel containers and filter carts to safely carry the oil to the floor. Color-coding to assure no cross-contamination is paramount. The containers and carts are connected to unique adapter kits made specifically for each unique service. Adapter kits eliminate the need for open conveyances. If only filtering is needed, the appropriate filtration equipment is rolled out to the target location. This is like a kidney dialysis machine, cleaning the blood in our bodies. This can be done without downtime.
Samples are taken immediately after filtration to establish a new baseline of oil health. Then we continue to sample on a planned schedule to monitor and maintain oil health. Using LE's lubrication reliability program as described, in one mill we have safely gone 8 years without changing oil in a gearbox. Previously, this mill had changed oil every 3 to 6 months. The average length for oil life for LE oil is 3 to 5 years, dramatically lowering oil and labor costs. For example, in a hydraulic unit, we've gone 11 years without changing the oil.
The types and severity of contaminants can change over time. But working closely with customers, we can adjust and refine the programs as needed. Knowing this process works, it's gratifying to see how mills evolve from a time-based contaminated mill using buckets and funnels to a world-class lubrication reliability program, enhancing safety, increasing production, and reducing cost.
Well, thank you, Matt, Mark and Matt. So how do listeners reach you?
You can always go to our website at www.lelubricants.com, which has sections dedicated to our lubricants and reliability products. We also have sections dedicated to specific applications and industries, including, of course, the pulp and paper industry. Our website also has a contact us section to help you find a local LE consultant or distributor wherever you are in the world.
Let me add, if you'd like to contact me directly, my email is m.jones@le-inc.com.
Well, folks, today we've been talking to Mark Jones and Matt Valentine of Lubrication Engineers. I am Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications, and I recommend you give Lubrication Engineers an opportunity to work with your mill.
And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Paparitalo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paparitalo.com. That's paparitalo.com. Paparitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back and now back to the news. Dateline, Boston, Massachusetts. Sappy North America agrees to sell its hydroelectric assets to Dichotomy Power. Sappy North America Incorporated, a leading producer and supplier of diversified paper, packaging products, and pulp, last week announced that it will sell its hydroelectric assets on the Penobscot River in Maine to Dichotomy Power, LLC, pending satisfactory completion of regulatory and other approvals. The move is designed to allow Sappy to focus on its core competencies and is consistent with Sappy's recent restructuring of the Westbrook site. Quote, "We are happy to have found a strategic buyer in Dichotomy Power, a company with a wealth of experience in this area, so that Sappy can continue to focus on its core competencies," says Mike Halls, president and CEO of Sappy North America. He continues, quote, "Today's announcement allows us to redeploy resources to further develop our growing business. The deal is expected to close by the end of the calendar year, subject to regulatory and other approvals." Dateline Helsinki. Job cuts. Stora Enso completes co-determination negotiations at Valitasuuto site. Stora Enso has completed the co-determination negotiations concerning closing down the pulp and paper production at its Valitasuuto site in Finland. The closure will take place during the third quarter of 2021. As a result of these negotiations, 550 people will be permanently laid off. Some 28% of the redundancies can be managed through pension arrangements. In April of 2021, Stora Enso announced a plan to permanently close down the pulp and paper production at its Kvarnsveden and Valitasuuto sites due to the declining paper markets. As a result of the co-determination negotiations regarding the Valitasuuto site, the three paper machines, chemical pulp and groundwood production, and the sheeting plant will be closed permanently. The sawmill will continue to operate at the site within the wood products division and employ some 50 persons. Pulp and paper production at Valitasuuto is expected to cease during the third quarter of 2021. The co-determination negotiations concerning the Kvarnsveden site in Sweden are still ongoing, but you know there's going to be job cuts. Due to the closure decision, 550 people will be permanently laid off at the Valitasuuto site. Of those employees, 440 work in the paper division and 110 at the maintenance company Afora. The initial estimate of the maximum number of employees affected was 670 people. A maximum of 21 people in Afora's engineering business unit in Valitasuuto will be transferred to the engineering company Etaplan in a transfer of undertakings on the 1st of August of 2021. The redundancies will most likely take place by the end of January of 2022. Stora Enso said it will be working closely together with its other company locations, the city of Kemi, and other stakeholders to support re-employment and retraining of the affected employees. Stora Enso says our support will include outplacement services as well as individual and group training for re-employment and retraining. Dateline Spokane, Washington, Potlatch Deltic reports fire at its Ola, Arkansas sawmill. Potlatch Deltic Corporation confirmed that there was a fire that occurred at its Ola, Arkansas sawmill on the morning of Sunday, June 13th. The Ola and Gala Rock fire departments responded quickly and brought the fire under control. There were no injuries reported from the fire or environmental issues. The damage was principally to the primary log breakdown area of the mill. The planer mill, kiln, and shipping department were not affected. Processing of existing rough lumber inventories will be completed as soon as possible, the company said. A determination regarding downtime and cost repair to the Ola mill will be made as the extent of the damage is fully assessed. Potlatch Deltic said, "We are preparing an insurance claim, including business interruption." Potlatch Deltic log deliveries will be diverted to other mills in the area as much as possible. However, harvesting operations may be impacted. The Ola, Arkansas sawmill employs approximately 148 people in the mill and wood procurement operations. The sawmill has the capacity to produce approximately 150 million board feet of lumber a year. PotlatchDeltic says it's committed to the operations in Ola and will be assessing options and timing for repair to the damaged areas. PotlatchDeltic says our thanks goes out to our employees and contractors who were on the site and the Ola Fire Department and Gala Rock Volunteer Fire Department for their prompt response to the fire. Dayline Montreal. Resolute announces $50 million in lumber investments. Resolute Forest Products Incorporated declared a special cash dividend of $1 per share of common stock payable on July 7th for holders of record at the close of business on June 28th. The company also announced an additional capital investments of $50 million in its wood products operations to support its continued growth, and it confirmed the repayment of all the amounts outstanding under its revolving and term credit facilities, reducing debt by $180 million in the second quarter. The additional $50 million in wood products investments include a $22 million investment to modernize equipment at the Sanitary Quebec sawmill, which will enhance overall efficiency and productivity of the Abitibi regional operations, $13 million investment at the Thunder Bay/Fort William First Nation Ontario sawmill to increase capacity by up to 40 million board feet with new equipment and modifications to the fiber flow, and a $15 million investment at the Glenwood, Arkansas and Cross City, Florida sawmills to support fiber optimization and overall efficiency. The Cross City investment will also increase capacity by up to 20 million board feet. Each of these products will serve to generate additional value from Resolute's wood products segment across market cycles, the company said. The improvements at the U.S. sawmills build on previously announced investments associated with the restart of the El Dorado, Arkansas sawmill. The company anticipates completing all the projects by the third quarter of 2022. Accordingly, it is raising its 2021 capital investments guidance from $100 million to $125 million. Dayline Vienna, Austria. That's a wrap. Mondi's new Advantage Stretch Wrap Paper offers a more sustainable choice for pallet wrapping. Mondi, a global leader in packaging and paper, collaborated with Italian machine producer ACMI to create a new wrapping system for pallets that use paper instead of plastic. By transforming the way pallets are wrapped, Advantage Stretch Wrap reduces the supply chain's reliance on plastic, moving to a renewable and fully recyclable material. Advantage Stretch Wrap, patent pending, is a brand new lightweight paper grade from Mondi made specially for wrapping pallets. It is able to stretch and resist punctures, providing robust protection for goods during transit. The current industry standard for pallet wrapping is a multi-layer plastic material with low recycling rates. They're very low. The Advantage Stretch Wrap paper, along with ACMI's Rocket E500 wrapping system, makes it possible to switch to a fully recyclable pallet wrapping solutions. The paper's impressive stretchability with high tensile strength makes it a reliable alternative for transport. Acceleration tests to simulate transportation with ESTL equipment, performed according to EU MOS 54059, and real-life transport trials confirmed that the pallets wrapped with Advantage Stretch Wrap are safe. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.